Now, a very special Hold Magazine Extra.
I'm Leah Klocko.
And I'm Fort Jankel.
Fort, as a diehard oldies fan, you must know that many rock and roll pioneers were really victims of the industry. Some have died penniless.
I know, but someone is doing something to help these innovators. With us is former teen idol Joey D of Peppermint Twist fame. Joey, a few years ago, you started what is now known as the National Music Foundation. What's it all about?
Initially, it was a concept to take care of rock and roll musicians, my peers from the 50s and 60s. But it has since then evolved into all of American music. The facility which we already have, it's Lenox, Massachusetts. We would have a museum there, and we would have a hands-on facility to tutor up-and-coming musicians and singers.
What inspired you to start the organization?
I was a major fan and friend of Jackie Wilson, and when he had a stroke and was debilitated, he could not take care of himself, and he was basically a ward of the state. There wasn't anyone who seemed to care, and I thought here was a guy who was an icon of our music, and he should have been afforded better treatment.
Entertainment. Right on the button. You've got Hold Magazine.
Welcome back to our music and entertainment edition of Hold Magazine. I'm Leah Klocko.
And I'm Fort Jankel.
Remember the song Louie Louie from back in the 60s? Did you know that a few years ago that song was ranked as one of the top 10 most popular songs of the past millennium? On the line is the man who wrote and recorded Louie Louie first back in 1956, Richard Berry. How did the song come to be?
Well, I was working with a Mexican-American band down in Anaheim, California. And I used to work out there with them every Sunday night. And they played a lot of Latin music. And I did the R&B part of their show. So while sitting in the back of the dressing room waiting to go on, I would listen to them, and I said, bet you I could write something. But I don't know, Louie Louie just popped out the top of my head, and I wrote it on a piece of toilet paper.
It's just been stars galore today on our special music and entertainment edition of Hold Magazine. I'm Leah Klocko.
And I'm Fort Jankel. With us now is a hit-making artist and songwriter who has received 10 of BMI's Million Air Awards. Your first big break came in 1970 when you penned Elvis's 50th gold record, Kentucky Rain. Is there a story about that?
Well, I just got to Nashville. I was very young. I had, I guess, impressed some people, you know, with my music at a big record company, and they were going to sign me to a recording deal, but I also had a publisher that was interested in me in town. I had given him a tape of about 10 songs, and one of them was Kentucky Rain on there. My recording career kind of depended on Kentucky Rain. When this publisher came back from Memphis after visiting with Elvis, as he did many times, bringing Elvis songs, he came back and said, well, Eddie, you must be very happy. He said, Elvis loves Kentucky Rain and wants to cut it as his next A-side single. And I looked at him with, you know, in a kind of a mixed-up kind of look, I guess, because if Elvis did that song, I was going to lose my recording deal. I went to my publisher and I said, well, let Elvis cut it, because I haven't got a record deal now.
Eddie Rabbit, thanks for joining us on our music and entertainment edition of Hold Magazine. There's lots more to come. Stay close.